This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 492 for Tuesday, July 25th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market showed weakness on Tuesday, with the November and January contracts briefly falling below the $800 per ton mark. Malaysian palm oil was down, while European rapeseed was mostly lower. Chicago soy oil ended the day higher, while crude oil made gains due to tightening supply and China's planned measures to boost its economy. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Monday's close. The November canola contract was down $6 per ton at $824 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all dropped, despite maintaining or deteriorating crop quality. The U.S. Department of Agriculture measured the quality of the country's corn crop at 57% good to excellent for the week ended July 23rd, the same rating as the previous week, but 1 point below trade expectations. 68% of the crop is silking, 3 points above average, while 16% is in the dough stage, 2 points above average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his average yield estimate for U.S. corn by one bushel per acre to 174, with production estimated at 15.01 billion bushels. The European Union's Agricultural Service cut its yield forecast for corn to 7.53 tons per hectare, down from 7.61 from last month, but 1% above average. The September corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.58. The good to excellent rating for U.S. soybeans went down 1 point to 54% as of July 23rd, according to the USDA. 70% of the crop is in the bloom stage, 4 points above average, while 35% are setting pods, also 4 points above average. Dr. Cordonnier left his average yield estimate for U.S. soybeans unchanged at 50.5 bushels per acre, with production set for 4.17 billion bushels, despite dry weather in the forecast for many growing areas. The August soybean contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.16. The November contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.20. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is complete in Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas as of July 23rd, with the national crop 68% harvested compared to the 77% average. U.S. spring wheat was 49% good to excellent, 2 points below the previous week, and 94% headed, 1 point ahead of average. The European Union cut its production forecast for soft white wheat to 5.8 tons per hectare, in line with the five-year average, but down from last month's estimate of 5.92. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said a letter from United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to Russian President Vladimir Putin will not be enough to bring Russia back to the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The September Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.60. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.13. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.31. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.